Hello.
Hi, Destiny. This is Sarah with Family First. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good. All right. So I apologize for the confusion. Valeria informed me that you weren't given any information, and you weren't given any information because you haven't interviewed with the patient yet. And I apologize.
Yes.
They should not have started you or added you or done any of that with you. I apologize for that. The client would like to meet with you tomorrow, and
okay.
The schedule, though, I know it also changed here to 7 to 7, but the schedule is actually 8 to 4, and then there's another shift from 4 to midnight. And then on the weekend.
Okay, I can do.
You want to do the double?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, so you'll be able to do 8 a.m. till midnight?
8 a.m. to 4.
Oh, 8 to 4. Okay. I'm like, you don't want the double. Okay. 8A to 4P. Okay.
Yeah.
And then on weekends, if you want more hours, it's 9 to 6 on weekends. So that's up to you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So I am going to text you over. What time do you think you'll be able to head over there tomorrow to talk to them?
I can go over there at 8. That would be fine.
Okay. I will let him know. I'm going to send over to you the address and the contact information for the patient's son. His name is Lenny, and he's the one that will be interviewing you. And are you afraid of dogs?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure because there are two dogs in the home, and they're not little,
okay.
but they're fine. Like there's no danger or anything. Like they will jump on you because they're excited to see you, and then. They'll
okay.
forget you're even there. Okay?
Okay. Do you know how old the patient is?
Of course. Yeah, I'll send over the care plan and everything.
Okay.
Sure I have it here. Like, you know, I'm sorry, because I was supposed to be tagged when you were compliant. I mean, told when you were compliant, and nobody informed me, and they just kind of jumped over me, and I'm like, wait a minute. And he wants to meet.
I was confused too.
Yeah, he wants to meet with everybody, which makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see where the care plan is. The care plan.
I was also asking her how much was I going to be getting paid an hour. No one told me that.
All right.
And
I'll take,
I had another question, but I forget.
I'll give you all the information, and if you have any questions, just let me know. The care plan is pretty fluid. You know, she is a total care patient. However,
okay.
he's going to be there. So if there's anything that you have questions on, he's very good. Like as long as you are willing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
There won't be any problems, you know. It's just he doesn't mind that you're not experienced in certain things, you know. He doesn't mind training the caregivers, and as long as you have a good heart and you're doing it for the right reasons and things, you know, that it'll be fine. She was born in 1938. Let me find my calculator. Okay, so she's about 88 years old.
Okay.
She is pretty much bedbound, but I'm pretty sure, you know. See, a lot of times they say that, and then they're not really fully, totally, you know what I mean? So you'll be able to see for yourself and gauge it for yourself. And they will review everything with you. Just so you know, he just released all of the caregivers on this case because of, like, being on the phone and not paying attention to his mom, you know. So just so you're aware, like, that's really important to him. And like I said, I'm going to send you over all the information, and I will be back in the office at 9 o'clock. I will reach out to you then, and we'll discuss, and I'll discuss it with Lenny also to see when he wants you to start, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I appreciate you for putting up with all of that confusion.
Yeah, so, it's okay.
And you know, the number I text you on is my direct line. It's the number I'm calling you on now, so you can reach me here anytime. All right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Destiny. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.